Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Line drive, left field, base hit. DeNooney's on his way to second, and he's going to make it. There's a drive toward the gap in right center field. Long run for Inciardi. He doesn't get it. It one hops the fence. Here comes Nooney to score, and Kinsler into second with a ringing double. Hard grounder that is fair down the left field line. Rolling in a foul ground. Kinsler will score. And on to second with the Red Sox third consecutive double, Christian Vasquez.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Braves.
Swung on in a line drive right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. Martinez scores. Here comes Moreland behind him. Red Sox put two up. It's 5-2 Boston. Ian Kinsler with a two-run single with two outs.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Patrick Gilroy.
Hour number two, Red Sox Review right here. Sports Radio WEEI. Number to reach me here, 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter, at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops. And look, a quick check of Twitter. I mean, this Colin Kaepernick story, again, it's right down the middle. You've got people angry, people that don't care. And again, I find it hilarious that people get so emotional over something like this, but there's no real secondary stand here. And How do I mean that? Essentially, Colin Kaepernick got the conversation rolling, and I give him credit for doing that. But then the conversation, the importance of the conversations, got sort of lost in translation along the way here. You know, Colin Kaepernick, the reason why he began this whole kneeling thing to begin with a couple of years ago was because there were things that he believed in, whether it's social injustice or police brutality, race inequality, things of that nature. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the anthem, we're talking about the military, we're talking about the flag. And those weren't the points that he was trying to drive home. So somewhere along the way, there had to be somebody with some sense of ability to take Colin Kaepernick's message and deliver it in a more effective manner. And that is yet to happen. And here we are. It's been 2 years since Colin Kaepernick first took a knee during the national anthem. It was August 2016. And here we are, two-plus years later, and the message is still not clear. And to me, that's the biggest sin in this whole thing. So while Nike, you know, they choose Colin Kaepernick to be the poster boy for their 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign, and I get why they did it, and I get why they broke that news today as the new NFL season is upon us this week. I understand all of that. No problem there. You know, Nike's taking a calculated risk. I get all of that. But as far as the message that Kaepernick is trying to drive home, the sin of this entire thing, and the sin of Kaepernick essentially losing his professional football career, because essentially that's what he's done. I still feel like he can play. He's young enough to play. He played up until a couple of years ago, essentially. And I feel like when you look at the Patriots specifically, and you look at their backup quarterback options, Hoyer is a joke. They cut the seventh-round pick, and now he's going to join the practice squad. So you got nobody behind Tom Brady. You have nothing. So this is a team with literally nothing to lose when it comes to their backup quarterback position, and they won't even kick the can on Colin Kaepernick. And this is a team that wasn't afraid to bring in the circus that was Tim Tebow. So don't forget about that. I mean, this is a team that's not afraid to bring in the entire circus act. They've done it before, and they will do it again if they feel that they can get value out of that player. So the biggest sin in this whole, the biggest waste in this whole Colin Kaepernick thing is, yeah, he gave up his professional playing career, essentially, because nobody's touching him now. He's suing the league, so these owners that he's suing aren't going to sign him at this point. And his message was never delivered clear enough for the general American public to fully understand the message that he was trying to get across. If he gave up his career, but his message was clear and eloquently spoken, then maybe it would have been worth it. But for Colin, it's essentially a waste. And that's the biggest sin in this whole Colin Kaepernick saga that's now into its second, going into its third year. So it is Sports Radio WEEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. Let's get back out to the phones. Go to John. John's in Revere. John, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, I just wanted to say I almost 90% agree with everything you said. Having Colin Kaepernick on our team right now from a business standpoint would make a good sense. I don't understand why the NFL is condemning him. I don't understand this. I've been following this since 2016, and I don't understand why as a man and his convictions in his heart is not being listened to. I don't know. Maybe you can help me out on this. I'll hang up, but I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
The problem, John, and I'm trying to deliver the message as clear and eloquently as I can. I think the problem is, look, Colin Kaepernick and other African-Americans that feel have a similar mind that Colin Kaepernick has, that there is a huge inequality here in America, and there is police brutality when it comes to blacks versus whites, and there is social injustice when it comes to black versus whites. All of those things are the points that Colin Kaepernick would like to drive home. All of those are the points that Colin Kaepernick was trying to highlight a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, when he chose the national anthem as the time to drop to his knee, I don't know if he realized that that was going to become the story. But ultimately, that's what's become the story. And unfortunately for him, our president has used it as a way to politicize everything. And now President Trump has completely delivered a totally inaccurate message. Because if you listen to our president is telling anybody that will listen that it's disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the military, yada, yada, yada. And that's what Colin Kaepernick and any NFL player that decides to take a knee is essentially doing. When in reality, they're using it as an opportunity for a silent protest to preach about these social issues that I'm talking about here. Police brutality and race inequality, things of that nature. But that's not that message isn't being delivered because there's nobody that's taking their stand. There's nobody that's taking them dropping to their knee and then taking it to the next level and delivering their message as eloquently as possible. And to me, that's the biggest sin here. In this entire thing, that right there is the largest sin. Because you've got, on one hand, you've got President Trump and you've got him out there delivering how he feels about this and what he feels the issues are. And you've got the country listening to him. You do. And on the other hand, you still are watching a few of these guys drop to a knee. You're still seeing now, today, it's getting highlighted once again. And I wouldn't be shocked to see more and more players after this Kaepernick thing with Nike comes out today. And now you've got week one of the NFL. Of course, there's going to be more players that drop to a knee this week than there would have been 24 hours ago. Because they feel empowered. They feel emboldened. I promise you, there's going to be additional players that drop to a knee this week that wouldn't have done it before Nike backed Colin Kaepernick and made him the spokesperson for Just Do It. And to me, whatever, that's fine. If these guys are going to do that, they got to find a way not to waste the opportunity. They got to find a way to eloquently put their message out there so people understand it. Because it's not about the anthem, and it's not about the flag, and it's not about the military. And those are all such false narratives, but we're too dumb, so we believe it all. And to me, that sucks. Because there was an opportunity here as these guys did capture the attention of the general public. But instead, what's happened here? What's happened here? We're getting sort of programmed from the president and the right that, no, it isn't about social inequality and it isn't about police brutality. It isn't about how these guys feel. It's about the anthem. It's about the flag. But it's not. So the biggest sin, the biggest waste is these players didn't have a way to deliver the full message. We got the visual, but we never got the audio. It is Sports Radio WEEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. Back out to the phones we go. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in Rhode Island. Tony, you're next up here on WEEI.
Good evening. First, I'd like to say I respect everyone's opinion, and I would like to put mine forth.
Okay.
I believe that last I checked, these football teams and sports teams were private entities. And I think that Colin Kaepernick and other players have the right to express themselves and protest and do whatever they feel necessary to get across their message. At the same time, I feel people like Jerry Jones and whoever else has the right to tell their employees, most of whom make six and seven figure salaries, that if you're wearing the uniform of this company, we expect you to stand and honor the national anthem. If you can't do that, you can stay in the locker room, but I don't think it is out of an employer's right. It is an employer's right, because it's not discriminating, that their employees of the company, if you're playing in this building and you're wearing this uniform, you honor the flag. Now, me personally, I think everybody has a different view of it. When I hear the national anthem, I am honoring the military. I'm honoring my father, who is a World War II POW, and others like him. I understand that people that listen to the anthem don't see it that way, but these guys chose to do this. And Colin, I think at this point he's been out of football so long, I don't know. I think somebody should give him a shot, and I agree with you. The backup situation, God help us if something happens to Tom Brady.
Yep.
But Colin, if you're gonna do this, this is what we ask. So Colin made a choice, and his choice was to do this protest. And, you know, is there some collusion? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. But I feel like private businesses have the right to ask their players when they're in that uniform to abide by some rules.
Of course they do.
Tony,
listen, I actually agree with you and that point there. I absolutely do. And of course, employers have the right to, say, fine their employees if they disregard their employer's mandates. So that, to me, when I say this was a giant waste from these players, that's sort of what I'm talking about here. If you get fined and you continue to kneel, but you're not getting your message across, so now you're being sort of portrayed as something that you're not, you're taking a fine, and your message still isn't being put forth in an eloquent manner in which the general American public can fully understand and comprehend why you're doing what you're doing, it's a monumental waste.
Fair enough.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, Tony. And to you, you know, the anthem represents something that it might not represent to these guys, but I go back to the point that it's not about the anthem. It's about the portion of the game where essentially you can grab the attention of the general public. That's why they chose the anthem, because at that point, everything gets quiet and everybody's paying attention. And that's when you can make a move, essentially, and capture the attention of the general public. That's why that portion of the game was chosen. That's why doing it then mattered, because people are going to look and say, what's that guy doing? That's when you can capture people's attention. So it wasn't about disrespecting the flag or the anthem. It was about capitalizing on an opportunity to get people's attention. And that was probably the best time of the game in which to do that. So it is Sports Radio WEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. Back out to the phones we'll go. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan's in New Bedford. Ryan, you're next up here on WEI.
How you doing? Moments ago, you made a comment. I don't know if I heard it wrong, or I want you to clarify. When you're going and you made a statement that 54% of the people feel that it's disrespecting the flag, but up in New England, you felt that it should be higher?
No, what I was saying was that there's a general consensus around the country that New England is this huge racist area, and Boston is the most racist town in America. If you watch ESPN, this isn't news to you, right?
Yep.
So I was curious if this poll that was done across the country proved out that 54% of people say that kneeling's inappropriate. Well, if Boston really is this massively racist town that ESPN makes it out to be, I'm curious what Boston's number would be.
Yeah, but I don't think those correlate. I agree that it's disrespecting the flag. I am not racially biased. So I don't think that a high percentage would equate to people being racist. And, this narrative of racism and police brutality, it's like a boogeyman.
It's not the narrative. That's not the narrative, Ryan. Though.
It is a narrative.
No, it's not. No,
it
the narrative. No, let me finish.
The numbers.
Let me finish.
The
narrative.
They don't support it.
It's not about the numbers or the narrative. It's about what the message that these guys were trying to get across when this thing first began. It was never about the military. It was never about the flag. It was never about the anthem. That's the narrative. The narrative is what the president spun it into being.
No, see, I don't need the president to make those opinions for me. I had that opinion before, but if you do an act like that, it is disrespectful.
But guess what, guys have been doing this act for 20 years, for 30 years, and nobody paid attention to it until the president made it a problem. Don't you see that? Go back 25 years and look up Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Chris Jackson played for the Denver Nuggets in the NBA. Okay? Didn't come out for the anthem. It was on SportsCenter for a minute and it was over. This has been going on forever. But we decided to make it a political issue because this country is so politically divided.
Well, I don't know who made the political statement, but when you're wearing socks with pigs on it, I think that's pretty politically motivated. So I don't know if it's a reaction from the president going forward and saying what he had to say, or it was Kaepernick and his line of actions that made it political.
Yeah, it goes back and forth, but at this point right now, I feel like the president's got the opportunity to deflate it, and he hasn't done that. He's kept this thing rolling, and now you've got – it's going to get bigger. Unfortunately, you know, we hope that something like this is going to go away, but instead of it going away, it's going to get bigger. The president pushes certain buttons, and now Colin Kaepernick and Nike have worked together, and he is the damn spokesperson for Nike's Just Do It 30th anniversary campaign. So it's going to get bigger. It's going to continue to haunt our daily lives here as we look forward to the new NFL season, as we look forward to week one of the NFL. Instead of us talking about, you know, the Patriots, are they going to win 10 games, 11 games, 12 games, 13 games? Will they reach another Super Bowl? Instead of us talking about that, their lack of depth at the quarterback position, why don't they have enough receivers? Instead of that being what's dominating the conversation, it's damn Colin Kaepernick again. And again, the biggest waste of this whole thing, in my opinion, is very simple. It's that they went through all this. Kaepernick went through all this. And according to Nike, he sacrificed his playing career in the NFL. I mean, that's the whole gist of this Nike campaign. And according to Nike, if that's true, isn't it such a sin that he gave up his playing career and he was never able to properly deliver his message because the message is still unclear to so many people? It's not the flag. It's not the anthem. It never has been the flag, the anthem, and the military. It's always been about inequality. It's always been about perceived police brutality. And it just sucks that these guys weren't able to properly deliver that message. And here we are 2+ years into this drama, and still we're sitting here and people still don't fully understand the message that Kaepernick and anybody else that took a knee in the last couple of years was trying to convey. So it is Sports Radio WEI. Let's squeeze one more in before the break. Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Brockton. Brian, you're next up here on WEI.
Hi. I was just wondering, why is it a sin that he lost his playing career if he's not intelligent enough to get his point across and he's terrified of a camera or a microphone? And I also want to point out that he really never started this great champion for justice until he lost his starting position.
Well, yes and no. That's when he was able to sort of magnify it. I get that part of it. But I think it's a sin that anybody, whether you're a starter or you're coming off the bench, it doesn't make a difference. You're a professional athlete making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. The guy was a play away from the Super Bowl. All right. At one point, he was one of the most, I don't know, when you talk about guys with a lot of upside, a lot of potential talent, he was one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football. 5-6 years ago. He was. That's what he was considered. Now, he fell precipitously after that, and I get that part of it, but the sin of it is whether you're a starter or you're coming off the bench, you're a professional athlete. You're one of the best at what you do on the planet, and the guy can't get a job. But if you can't get a job, if you've given up the ability to be employable in the NFL, but you at least effectively got your message across, you might be able to make the argument that it was worth it. But he never effectively got his point across. He never effectively got his message out there. So that is the definition, in my opinion, of what a sin is. All right? You gave up your professional career, but you never effectively delivered your message. And that kind of sucks. It is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys today at 617-779-7937.
This is Red Sox Review on WEI.
Sports Radio, WEI, it is Red Sox Review. Patrick Gilroy with you guys until 7:25 this evening. Taking your phone calls at 617-779-7937 as the Red Sox, they win 8-2 over the Braves. We can continue to talk about that. We started the program with that. You got some solid positive signs tonight. Steven Wright, he comes back, gives this team a solid inning. You know, you had an up and down start from Nathan Eovaldi. He showed you the best of him and also the worst of him. So we can talk about that as well as this Kaepernick story, which has really taken over the program here in the last hour. hour and a half at 617-779-7937. If you're just tuning in now, Colin Kaepernick and Nike, they come out making Colin Kaepernick essentially the spokesperson for the 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign. And we know, you know, Just Do It's been around virtually my entire life. I'm 38, so since the time I was 8 years old. It's been Nike, Just Do It. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Serena Williams, to name a few. These are some of the best athletes ever to play their games. And Colin Kaepernick is now in that elite company. What's the difference here? He isn't an elite athlete when it comes to being held up to that sort of standard, right? He isn't the Michael Jordan or the LeBron James of the NFL. This has got everything to do with taking a knee. It's got everything to do with social justice. It's got everything to do with getting attention, which is what Nike is doing here and doing very effectively. It's been trending on Twitter since it's come out here. And I'm curious here. I've got genuine curiosity when it comes to the reaction of America of this, because, you know, this is just breaking in the last hour and a half. We're going to hear a lot about this. I'm sure the president will tweet about this at some point tonight, tomorrow morning. It is week one of the NFL season, so we're going to hear a lot about this in the coming days. We absolutely are. We won't be able to escape it. But Curt Schilling, and we know, you know, he's as right as they come, and that's fine. I don't care about his politics. But he says today on Twitter that he feels like this is going to negatively affect Nike's bottom line. And I'm curious what you guys have to say about that. Is this something where, if you're on one side or the other of this issue, will you legitimately not shop for Nike products any longer? Will you think twice before buying that T-shirt, that pair of sneakers, because they chose Colin Kaepernick to represent the 30th anniversary of the Just Do It campaign? Does it matter in your day-to-day lives, or are you able just to ignore it and say, you know what, that pair of sneakers is on sale, they're Nikes, that pair isn't, they're Adidas, I'm getting the ones that are on sale, because ultimately, that's what I'm going to do, I don't care. Like, this part of sports doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't. I'm a runner. I prefer Nike sneakers, and there is no social stance that they can take that's going to get the Nikes off my feet. I just, they're more comfortable. They work for me, right? But there's a certain segment of people, there absolutely is, that will not buy Nikes now. But my contention is, to go to the other side, I feel like there's even more people that will be loyal to that brand, and I feel like their business is going to drastically increase because of this, not decrease. Nike is a very smart brand that's been able to build themselves up in some very tough times over the years. They've been able to masterfully get away from some very negative stories over the years as well, whether it's sweatshops building the Michael Jordan brand sneakers and clothes over in China, and there's been many, many, many other issues that Nike's been on the wrong side of. But despite all of that, Nike's masterful at branding themselves, and Nike's been able to go out there and continue to grow as a company, even through a couple of recessions in the 80s and the 90s. It is Sports Radio WEEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. Let's get back out to the phones. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis is in Boston. Lewis, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind, man?
I was just listening to the program earlier, and I mean, personally, I completely agree with you that personally, to me, it doesn't affect me at all whether I buy Nike or not. You know, I'm going to get the stuff that's on sale because at the end of the day, they're just shoes. And unless you're a professional athlete, it's not really going to, you know, change much for you if you're just using them to run around. But just to talk about the point you made earlier about his message and how what a tragedy it is that his message, that he sacrificed his career for a message that wasn't heard. I think the real tragedy is that the reason his message wasn't heard was that it was intentionally butchered, because mostly white people, especially Trump's white nationalist friends, don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation that people of color are trying to bring up, that, you know, they're saying, hey, police are killing us and suffering no consequences. And instead, they just want to make it about, well, he's taking a knee and he's disrespecting our troops. So it's easier for them to just, you know, change the issue than just confront the real issue that they're trying to make. And it was done intentionally because, like I said, they just don't want to face the realities.
No, and you're right about that. And that is part of the sin here. It is part of the waste. And listen, I appreciate the phone call. That is absolutely part of the problem, is that Kaepernick has expressed exactly what he's trying to convey, the message that he's trying to convey. But it doesn't get picked up nearly as loudly as when the president says something else that completely contradicts what is being said from Colin Kaepernick or others that have decided to take a knee and make a stand. And it is an absolute sin, in my opinion, that this guy, who is a capable, I'm not going to call him a good or a great NFL quarterback, because he was on the decline. He absolutely was as a player when this all went down. All right. He wasn't the guy he had been a couple of years before. I get that. So, you know, it's not worth all the BS that comes with Colin Kaepernick if he's not the guy that's going to be a top flight quarterback in the NFL. I get all that. But the sin of this absolutely is that the message was never eloquently delivered. So so many millions of Americans, matter of fact, most Americans, they hear what the president has to say. They hear what these social leaders have to say. And they assume that this is a protest of the national anthem, a protest of the military, a protest of the flag. Because we've heard those things delivered over and over and over again. And it's factually incorrect. It's factually incorrect. It's not why they started doing this. But that's become the new reality. Because if you tell a lie enough times, it becomes the truth in people's minds. And that's what the president is masterful at doing. Hell, he's built his career on doing that. I'm sorry. He has. He is. I'm a sales guy. You guys know that. And I'm a pretty successful sales guy and have been for 15 years. And if I were starting a company and I needed a great salesperson, I'd hire Trump. He is the best there is at selling a product. But unfortunately, being American isn't a product. And being a proud American isn't a product. And it's not about going into a room of people that had no intention of spending their money that day and convincing them to spend their money. There's a big difference, and there's real-life consequences here. It is Sports Radio WEEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you guys at 617-779-7937. Let's stick with the phone call. Let's go to Dom. Dom's in New Hampshire. Dom, you're next up here on WEEI.
Yo, what's up, Patrick? Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, man. What's on your mind?
You know, brother, I can't understand what your point is. You're all over the map. One minute you're saying that Colin Kaepernick is not the spokesperson for this campaign. His point makes no sense. He's not the right person. Then in the same vein, you're saying that this is important what he's doing.
What I'm saying is this. I feel like what the message that he originally tried to get to move forward with about, you know, whether it is racism in America or police brutality or inequality in this country, those were the founding points that he started taking a knee for, and why he got essentially other players to follow him, right? That's what the message that he was trying to deliver. But somehow, some way, lost in translation, we never got that message clearly delivered to us. It was never.
Maybe because that's not what the point of it was.
Well, you think the point of it was the flag and the military?
Maybe there were ulterior motives to why he was doing what he was doing. My father was in was a policeman in Boston for many years.
Yep.
And I just feel like this whole thing has just been co-opted. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that, I mean, right now you got Nike, one of the largest companies in the world. They're making a profit off this. That's what they're doing. This is, at the end of the day, this has just become a marketing campaign to score some points with maybe some people out there that have more of the leftist persuasion. And that's all this is.
But the president got votes based off it too. I mean,
the losers in all this is the black community. We know that.
The president got votes off of it, too. It goes both ways, right? And everybody wants to stand up on their soapbox and make themselves out to be the best American in the room. And that's not what this should have been. And if you listen to the words and read the articles where Kaepernick's been quoted, he did make it very clear the point that he was trying to get across here. But that's never really been picked up, and it's never been eloquently delivered.
But my question to you, though, Patrick, if you saying that he is not the best spokesperson for this campaign, and then you have one of the largest companies that is promoting him to the face of the brand.
Yep.
How is that a win for the black community? That's my point to you. It really is the soft bigotry of low expectations. That's what I think it really comes down to.
Maybe at this point, Dom, his message will be clearly delivered because he's got the power of the branding of a company like Nike behind him.
I mean, that's absurd. So you're trying to tell me that he couldn't take 10 minutes out in the past 2 years, 3 years, and sit down and say, this is my point, A, B, C.
He has.
Now has the form.
He has. Unfortunately, the president's louder. The right is louder. So every time he would clearly state what his points were, what he was trying to get accomplished here with this entire taking a knee thing, he said it more than once. I mean, I'll cite examples here. I mean, he absolutely has tried to make that point. My point is, maybe he wasn't the right guy to begin with because he was never loud enough. He was never the loudest person in the room, so we never really heard it. Unless you were looking for the message, it wasn't thrown in your face. I'm not looking for what the president has to say about this, but he's going to throw it in my face when I check Twitter later. I promise you, 1,000% he's going to, because he's smart enough to use it as a tool to get votes and to continue to divide the country. It's what he does very, very well. Let's be very honest about what President Trump is good at here. He's good at dividing the country to get votes, and he'll use this as an opportunity to do so. But the sin of it, again, is that the other side, Kaepernick's side, the side of the guys that are taking a knee, to me, that's one of the most beautiful things about being American, the fact that they can take a knee and they don't have to worry about, you know, being thrown in jail or being killed for doing so, or being assassinated for doing so, like you would have in other countries. You can take a knee during the anthem here, and it's okay because of the people that have fought for this country, and that's what that flag represents. I get all of that. I absolutely do. But when you go back to the core reasons why this started to begin with, that isn't the message that's been delivered the last 2 years. It's not, and it's a sin, and it's a waste, because here we are. This thing started August of 2016, and if you asked 100 Americans out on the street why, what this thing is all about, I promise you 80% of them are going to tell you it's about the anthem, it's about the military, and it is about the flag. Because for whatever reason, the general news, it hasn't trickled down to the general population. You know, the message from the players hasn't trickled down to the general population. It just hasn't, or people aren't looking for it. You've got to look for that news. You have to look for their reasons why. When the other side, the president, is going to loudly shout it in your face on TV, on the radio, and on Twitter. It is Sports Radio, WEI, room for you at 617-779-7937. Let's get one more in before the break. Let's go to Herb. Herb's in Nashua. Herb, you're next up here on WEI.
Thanks for taking the call, Patrick.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
I got a couple things. First, I'm a 9-year Navy veteran.
Thank you for your service.
When I joined, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. What he's doing is constitutionally protected. Go for it as long as you can. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
You're sitting here, you're telling me that he's not getting his message out. Anybody and their brother can get any message they want out if they use social media properly. He's an educated guy. Why has he not done this?
I don't know. I don't know why the message hasn't been delivered clearly, and why the message, the false narrative, in my opinion, on the other side has been delivered very clearly. We all know what the president thinks about this. We know the point he's trying to make.
We all hear the president because he uses social media masterfully.
He does.
You're telling me Colin Kaepernick doesn't know how to do this? Everybody else, they're not doing this?
I feel like Kaepernick's been in a weird spot too, Herb. I really do. I feel like he's been, he started this thing, and when he started it, he had no idea it was going to cost him his employment in the NFL. So, So ever since then, he's been put in a weird spot where on one hand, I'm sure he wanted to continue his career, continue those paychecks. He's got people in one ear telling him what to do, people in another ear telling him what to do, and ultimately, he's stuck in the middle here. He caused his own problem. I don't feel bad for him there. But I don't think he thought, in his wildest imagination, when he first took that knee, I don't think he had any idea that it was going to cost him his employment in the NFL.
And it shouldn't have. But if he's as educated as he should be, him and the rest of everybody that's doing this should be able to use social media properly, get their message out. And if he feels that strongly about it, why hasn't anybody set up any kind of a fund to help these people that are victims of police violence?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of individual funds out there. I mean, check the GoFundMe pages. I mean, there has been individual funds set up in that regard. But, you know, again, if this is how, who am I to judge how the black population feels about police violence? Who am I? I'm a half Irish, half Italian white guy that grew up in Boston. I have no idea what it feels like to walk the streets as a black guy here. You know, I would like to think that my city, my town, is not a racist city, not a racist town. I would like to believe that. And when I tell you that my two best friends are black, I know I'm going to sound as the most racist guy in the world. I get all of that, right? But ultimately here, I think that Boston gets a bad rap. I don't think that Boston is a racist town. I really don't. And I've grown up here, and I'm proud to be from here. And I will live in this region for my entire life, if it's up to me, because I love it here so much. But who am I to tell a black guy how he feels when he walks through our city streets? Who am I? Who am I to look at him when he says he doesn't feel safe or he feels like this is a racist town? I have nothing to say there because I have never walked a mile in his shoes. I have no idea what it feels like. So when Colin Kaepernick and other African-Americans tell me that they are legitimately afraid of the police, if that's true and they're not just making that up, who am I to condemn how they feel? Who am I to give them a hard time because they feel that way? That's their life experience, and they're trying to express it as best they can. But it's like on one hand, you've got the guys that are kneeling, and they've got, you know, just they can cup their hands and scream their message out. And on the other hand, on the other side, you've got the president using all forms of media, using television, radio, and social media with the world's biggest megaphone, sort of condemning everything that these guys are saying and talking it down and preaching up these false narratives that it's about the flag and it's about the military and it's about it's not about any of those things. But because he says it loud enough, because he says it, you know, frequently enough, that's what everybody believes. It is Sports Radio WEEI. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired.
Are you watching that the same way at least I am thinking, you know, don't you have bigger things to worry about than whether a player kneels or doesn't kneel for a national anthem?
Yeah, I certainly disagree with, you know, what he said and, you know, thought it was just divisive.
It is Sports Radio, WEEI. Technically, it's Red Sox Review here as the Red Sox, they beat the Braves 8-2 today. A decent Red Sox performance for Nathan Eovaldi, up and down. We saw the best of Eovaldi, the worst of Eovaldi. And for me, I think the one takeaway from this Red Sox game that I feel pretty good about is we saw Steven Wright for the first time all season long. And although it was only one inning, he pitched. He looked like the guy that we remember him as last year. And for a team that's in desperate need of some additional reinforcements, their pitching staff, specifically their bullpen, anytime you get positive contributions from guys that haven't contributed this season, then that's a good day for your Red Sox, and they get away with the victory 8-2 over the Braves. But really what's dominated the program, dominated the show, is this Kaepernick news that broke in the last, I'd say, half an hour of the Red Sox game today. And it's very strategically done. Well done by Nike to release this news today in day one, week one of the new NFL season, right? Clearly, this thing was released today on purpose. It's going to dominate the airwaves this week, not just here in New England, but across the country. It is a very divisive type of topic here. And it is something that it's really easy to forget the origins of this story from a couple of years ago. Because ever since this thing broke a couple of years ago, and don't forget, you know, it started with Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. But then 12 months later, the new season, you had Michael Bennett and Marshawn Lynch taking a knee during their preseason games last season. And they did it because of essentially social inequality, and there were white supremacists marching through their cities. And the president called them fine people. So, you know, you've got many little issues that have combined to make giant issues here. And these issues go back not just through this president and the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. This thing goes back hundreds of years. For as long as there's been people looking at white people and black people differently, there's been racist and race baiting in this country. And it's unfortunate that it's not going to come to an end anytime soon. Like, we started the show with that first caller today that said, you know, that he feels like in his lifetime he's looked at Spanish people and Mexican people and black people and he's happy when they do well for themselves. And my answer to that was very simple. When are we going to get to the point where we look at people in general and we don't classify them, we don't categorize them? And when people in general do well for themselves, that's worth feeling good about. Not just, hey, you know what, the blacks, they were downtrodden, now they're doing great. Let's feel good about that. Because if you ask black people or Mexican people, Spanish people, anybody, I think ultimately here we all have the same goal. Everybody wants to be considered people and treated like a human being. Stop classifying and categorizing people. But then you've got Nike coming out with this ad campaign today, and we know how President Trump is going to respond to it. And all it does is continue to divide us as a nation so Nike can reap profits off of this and President Trump can get votes off of this, and everybody's trying to get their piece of this. And that was never the intent. The intent was a silent protest to get their point across, and it's turned into just another giant marketing scam in America. So it is Sports Radio, WEEI, room for you guys today at 617-779-7937. Let's stick with the calls. Let's go to Rick. Rick's in Dedham. Rick, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
What's up, Rick?
Hey, I miss you at night. They got that other guy in.
So a little inside radio. I'll be back tomorrow night and Thursday night this week. I travel for a living a lot. So,
oh, okay.
So weeks where I travel, I don't do my night shift. And weeks when I'm not traveling, I'm here.
Okay, cool. So I'm in a unique position, probably more than most of your callers. I have police officers in my family. I have veterans in my family, and I personally have sang the Star Spangled Banner in front of probably tens of thousands of people over the years, because my most notable was I did it live on a Boston rock radio station. But as far as Kaepernick goes, I was behind him, but then he lost me with the pig socks. But,
yeah, that was a bad look. That was a bad move. Yep.
And the thing is, but I do respect, you know, I respect the players to take a knee, because, you know, as a son of a cop and the uncle of a cop, and trust me, cops get killed out there too, okay? And I get worried sometimes, you know, it can happen anywhere. But I understand, you know, what Colin Kaepernick tried to do, but the rest, like, you've got somebody like Devin McCourty, who is, like, you know, totally behind this. And you got Jerry Callahan, you know, talking crap about Devin McCourty, but he roots for him when he's on the football field. So it's kind of a weird situation for me, because I love the Patriots, and I respect the guys if they want to take a knee. But on the other hand, it's like other people that, you know, when they talk about Trump, you know, and it's a flag. You know, as far as Trump goes, you know, he ripped off our military, you know, by $3 million in a rally that he had not too long ago, and the Attorney General in New York is looking into it. The IRS is looking into it. So as far as, you know, like Trump, you know, wrapping himself in the flag, that's a joke. So for any Trump supporters out there that are listening to this, if you're a veteran, I have no idea why you would support this guy, because he has no interest. He is what they call corporal bone spurs. He's got 5 deferments. He's a draft dodger. And everybody calls up and says, oh, well, you know, Trump, he's, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, the guy is a piece of garbage, okay? You know, no, I'm serious.
I got you. I got, and this is, and listen, Rick, I really appreciate the kind words on the phone call, and I'll be back again with Late Night tomorrow night, hopefully talking sports again, because I try to stick to sports. You guys know that about me. I try to be the guy that sticks to sports, but when this gets thrown in my face a half an hour before I go on the air, this started as a sports story, but turned into something much, much larger than that. And it's something that we've got to talk about here. After all, ESPN has painted New England as the most racist region in the world, and painted Boston as the most racist city in the world. And this is a race-based discussion, whether we like it or not. I mean, you know, you just said that you've got cops in your family, and as do I. Do I love them and respect them? Of course I do. But, you know, Colin Kaepernick and the other guys that are taking a knee, they're looking at statistics that say, you know, unarmed black men are 7 times more likely to get shot by cops than a white guy. That matters to them, like, because they're looked at differently than you and I are as white people. That's the fact. That's a reason why these guys are doing what they do. They've got numbers and statistics that back up their claims as well. You know, you've got the NFL, which is 72% African American. The NBA is 90% African American. White owners, white team owners are making billions off the backs of these guys. White fans across the country are enjoying rooting for their teams and buying their memorabilia and their merchandise. Right. And they look at it, they say it's unfair. You're making these billions of dollars off of our backs, yet we're 7 times more likely to get shot as an unarmed black man than a white guy in the same position. So that's a good reason as any, in my opinion, for these guys to take a knee. Unfortunately, they're not screaming it from the mountaintops the way they should be and getting the attention of the Americans the way they should be. And, you know, I guess that's why they call it a silent protest. But unfortunately for them, they get all the bad rep, they get the bad media coverage because it's a silent protest. Meanwhile, on the other side, on the flip side, unfortunately, the president is using it as another way to further divide the country. There's no denying that, because enough of these guys, whether it's McCourty, whether it's Kaepernick, whether it's Marshawn Lynch, whether it's Michael Bennett, they've all come out and given the reasons why they do what they do, why they choose to take a knee. They've given the reasons why. But they're not going to do it in city after city after city, in these town hall events and in these rally type events that President Trump has done it in. He's going to get the attention. He's the president of the United States. And when he says that these guys are disrespecting the flag, the anthem, and the military, most of America is unfortunately going to take him for his word because he is the president of the United States. Let's squeeze in a few more calls before the break here. Let's go to Ken. Ken's in Lynn. Ken, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hey, nice to see you. Nice to talk to you. First time caller here.
Appreciate it, Ken.
Couple of things. First of all, the number of blacks that are killed by blacks and are inner cities, is that what Colin Kaepernick is protesting, or is it just that the cops are killing?
No, he's protesting. You know, that one of the stats that they bring up is that is essentially that an unarmed black man is seven times more likely to be shot by a cop than a white guy.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Now, a couple of things that bother me is, one is the captured audience. That really bugs me, because people go there, they want to get away from politics, they want to get away from all that. And what are they going to do, leave their seats? That's just as disrespectful as what Colin Kaepernick did, as far as I'm concerned.
But, Ken, here's the thing. The people that have been going to these games, there have been players protesting silently for years, and nobody paid attention to it. You know, if Kaepernick had taken a knee and you were sitting there in an 80,000-seat stadium, you wouldn't have noticed it. It was the fact that it got picked up by the media, and then the president spun it into something that it wasn't supposed to be. Yeah.
No, but let me ask you this. When Trump offered to meet with them, why did they say no?
These guys want nothing to do with Donald Trump. He has said some
If anybody can fix it in this country right now, it's Donald Trump.
Really?
And you refuse to meet with him, just like LeBron James refused to sit with him. Really?
Really? Okay. So really? Donald Trump, you know, he's somebody that's publicly endorsed police brutality. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is somebody that, let's not forget, when the KKK when the white supremacists were doing their thing, he called them fine people. You know, these are guys that are trying to be. Hold on.
No, he did not say they're fine people.
Those were his words. But I'm telling you what Donald Trump's words were, and words matter, especially when you're the president.
Some of them are probably nice people, and you know what? Some of them probably are.
That's not what he said. That's not what he said. Well, hopefully we can come back with the sound, okay? But when he was talking about the white nationalists in Charlottesville, he called them fine people. He taunted NFL players. Hold on. Then he taunted other NFL players who refused to stand for the anthem, called them sons of bitches. Do you remember this?
Let me ask you a question.
Do you remember, Ken? Do you remember this?
I've been asking Trump haters this since he's been in office. Name one thing that he's done that you consider racist. He's got the lowest unemployment rate for blacks in history. The lowest unemployment rate for Hispanics in history. What has he done?
Ken, I'm going to give you my answers. And listen, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate what you bring to the table here. But listen to me, okay? He's a guy that's publicly said these things, called them sons of bitches. He's called these white supremacists fine people, and in my opinion, words matter. But I always laugh when guys like you and Trump supporters want to start citing these job statistics, because, you know, not for nothing, but when Obama was in his last couple of years and things started ticking in the right direction jobs-wise, all right, every single time that these same statistics from the same people were brought up, we were told that those aren't correct. It's fake news, blah, 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 blah. But now suddenly statistics are to be trusted. Now suddenly, hey, look at me, statistics matter. Let's cite all the statistics. But statistics for the last 2 years of Obama's administration were nothing but lies, right? Not to be trusted. Fake news. You can't have it both ways. It is sports radio, WEEI. It is Red Sox Review, talking about this Colin Kaepernick situation. And this is just a preview of how things are going to go this week, I'm sure. And not just here in Boston, but across the country. At Nike, again, the whole country is going to be talking about Nike, because Nike dropped this at exactly the right time. So we're going to try to get to as many calls as we can when we come back right here, Sports Radio, WEEI.
View on WEEI.
Line drive, left field, base hit. DeNooney's on his way to second, and he's going to make it. There's a drive toward the gap in right center field. Long run for Inciardi. He doesn't get it. It one hops the fence. Here comes Nooney to score, and Kinsler into second with a ringing double. Hard grounder that is fair down the left field line. Rolling in a foul ground. Kinsler will score. and on to second with the Red Sox third consecutive double, Christian Vasquez.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Braves.
Swung on in a line drive right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. Martinez scores. Here comes Moreland behind him. Red Sox put two up. It's 5-2 Boston. Ian Kinsler with a two-run single with two outs.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Patrick Gilroy.
You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name.
Sports Radio WEI. It is Red Sox Review. Let's get right back into the calls here as these things are loaded up and we're running out of time. Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Scituate. Scott, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, Patrick. Good show.
Appreciate it, Scott.
My call.
What's on your mind, man?
Good Red Sox win today, but on the Kaepernick thing.
Yep.
I think that, and you just played the clip where Trump said there were fine people on both sides. So I think what happens is that people slant it however they want to look at it.
Sure.
I mean, to me, Kaepernick wearing socks, essentially calling all police pigs.
Yep. No good.
It's disgusting.
No good. But I will tell you, this whole conversation started with my belief that part of the problem here and part of the waste of this whole situation, Scott, is that you got Kaepernick unable to get a job. You've got this conversation now in month 25 from the first time that he took his knee. And to me, it's the sin of the whole situation is that these guys are doing what they're doing and their message hasn't been effectively delivered. Meanwhile, on the flip side, the president continues to hammer home that it's about the military, about the flag, about disrespecting the anthem, when in reality, that's not the case. And part of these guys in their inability to make their case publicly, at least effectively, is the fact that, you know, President Trump, in their eyes, all they're looking at is what he said, and that calling those white nationalists fine people. If that's what matters to them, and that's part of the reason for them doing this, they've got to more effectively deliver that message.
No question about it. I think the problem is if you try and figure out what Kaepernick's message is, you're going to get lost because it was never a straight, solid, here's my message.
Sure.
And the thing is, you know, if you're working for WEEI and you're a rabble rouser and you create a lot of issues, you know, they're going to tell you we don't need that aggravation.
Correct.
If he was really good, he'd be playing somewhere.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see how this goes with this collusion case that's been allowed to move forward. When you look around the NFL, you know, when you say really good, yeah, if you were a top five, top 10 NFL quarterback, I agree with you. But he's still, at least 2 years ago, I think he was as good as maybe half a dozen to 10 starters in the NFL, and he didn't get a shot. And when you look up and down these rosters, even today, 2 years later, you can't tell me that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have more upside as a potential backup to Tom Brady than Hoyer does. I mean, we're all scared out of our minds of Hoyer having to play significant, meaningful, impactful minutes for the Patriots this year if something were to happen to Tom Brady. And I think Colin Kaepernick is a clear and obvious upgrade. It is Sports Radio WEI. It is Red Sox Review. Room for you at 617-779-7937. Let's stick with the calls. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in Connecticut. Chris, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, Patrick. Thanks so much for taking my call.
What's on your mind, Chris?
I just want to talk about McCourty real quick.
Yep.
Listen, I thought about this very quickly. It's very easy. I vote because too many men and women in our service have died to give me the right. Therefore, Devin McCourty has his right to protest because too many women and men have died for that right.
I agree with you 1,000%. These guys are well within their rights to do what they're doing, and that's the beauty of being employed in America, Chris.
It's a beautiful thing, and listen, we heard what Donald Trump said. Very fine people on both sides. Nazis are not fine people, okay? Don't talk about Boston as the most racist city in America when people are getting run over and killed at protests in other cities. Stop it. Enough with this. And Patrick, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate the phone call, Chris. 617-779-7937. Still about 7-8 minutes here to get your thoughts in. Let's stick with the calls. Let's go to John. John's in Rhode Island. John, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
Good, John. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, real quick, my biggest problem with the whole thing is who they knelt down for.
you know, they started this thing way back when, and I don't believe that they got their messenger wrong for the outside right for the right people. You know, they're kneeling down for people that attack police officers, kill police officers, that rob stores, and I think that's part of the problem that got everybody's back up.
Yeah, it's part of it. And listen, I do get where you're going with this. But again, in their mind, it's not all 100% going that way. They did cite facts, and some of these facts are correct. You know, when you look at, if you're a black man in America and you're unarmed, but you're doing something wrong, all right, you are breaking the law, but you're unarmed, you're seven times more likely to get shot than you or I. And that's a stat that's got to change. That's got to come down. And until white people and black people are looked at equally, that statistic's never going to change.
Right, but doesn't that go both ways, Patrick? I mean, if I walk down the wrong neighborhood in Chicago and take a wrong turn, there's a pretty good chance I'm not coming out of that neighborhood alive. I can tell you that if a person of color walks down my street, a black person, Hispanic, Mexican person, that they don't have to worry for their life.
Yeah, you're right about that. I can't debate you there. I go to Chicago every 3 to 4 weeks, and I know where I can go and where I can't go. I know where I'm comfortable walking and where I'm not comfortable walking. I know which bars, which restaurants to go to, and where not to go. That is a city that is very racially divided. That is a city with a serious issue in its ugly underbelly, and it's part of the problem here. And yes, as a Democrat, I realize that Chicago has been run by Democrats forever, and they are part of the problem as well. So I'm not one of these elitist lefty guys that thinks that my party can do no harm. I'm not one of those guys at all. I don't want to be painted like that. But I do feel like President Trump has not done these NFL players a service at all. Put it that way. I feel like he's taken their message and he's minimized it because it's not important to him. And again, it is something that can get his base all riled up, and he can generate votes because of it. And he has used it to his advantage. And to me, that's sinful. To me, that's something that you should find another issue. God knows there's enough issues that can divide this country. He didn't have to use this issue to benefit himself. It is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie's in Dedham. Paulie, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, thanks for putting me on, brother. I had my phone drop a call. Thanks for putting me right back up to the top. I waited a while.
Yeah, I know you did, Paulie.
About this. Okay. I will never buy another Nike product ever again. Let me tell you that right now. That's it. I'm done with them. I did not vote for Donald Trump, but I love my country, and I love the flag for which it stands. Okay? He's just a disgraceful individual, Kaepernick, what he did. He did it on the word of his girlfriend. His girlfriend told him to do it. This is a guy. I was a mama's boy with daddy issues. He has no father, so he's been guided by women all his life. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but if he had a solid father growing up, he wouldn't have pulled that. You know, you just don't take a knee and disrespect the American flag in this country and for the values for which it stands. There's a lot of people that are getting a raw deal out there, you know, and that includes whites And to correct one of the things you said that was wrong, your facts were wrong, there's more white guys, more white men shot and killed by police last year than there was black.
That's
men.
Not what. That's because fact. That. No, you're right about that. But I'm talking when you have to look at it based on percentages, not on number of people, Paulie. Okay, and based
right.
on
and the brothers are killing each other left, right, and center.
All right, I can't do this. We're not gonna do this. We're not gonna call them brothers. We're all people, and until we can realize that part of this, the conversation can't be taken seriously. You know, it just can't be. And until we can realize that there are facts that back up Colin Kaepernick's position here, whether, you know, that position came from his heart or came from his girlfriend, it doesn't matter. And there were plenty of other guys well-respected around the NFL that joined him in that position. And it shouldn't be minimized by white people, and it shouldn't be minimized by the president of our country. There's room for you guys at 617-779-7937. Let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Ben. Ben's in Suffield. Ben, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, I just want to call. I heard a conversation. It's a good conversation. Needs to happen. You know, I think that Donald Trump raising this issue has nothing to do with the soldiers or anybody else. This has to do with Donald Trump raising fear in our country. And on the whole issue of Colin Kaepernick, he has a point to make. I think that the fact that the conversation has gone off kilter, mostly on purpose by some, means that they should change tack. Yes, there are some shootings out there, and the percentage, I mean, I think Colin Kaepernick has a point to make, and it's a good point. But I think there needs to be a different way to message it, because now people are thinking that that's what it's about. It's about honoring our country versus not, and they're taking it in a skewed way. So at this point, the conversation's gone off kilter. I heard a lot of folks though chiming, "Oh yeah, Trump's helping. He can do everything." You know, that's a laughable joke. it's actually not funny, sadly. But you know, what North Korea, where they had nice you know pins or coins made. That was a photo op with a pie in our face photo op. It was disgusting.
Yep.
And now he elevated some dictator a la Hitler to the world stage, when every leader in the whole world knew that that was the wrong thing to do. You know, Helsinki. Please name one thing that he did that was racist. Are you kidding me? Back when he inherited all those buildings from Daddy, they were marking people as black.
Yep. I know.
I mean, guys, there's a whole laundry list. For those that don't want to see it, it's in front of your face. If you want to keep your nose in the dirt, keep it there. But on this issue, in terms of Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff, I think that there needs to be a change of tack, because there's a lot of true issues on both sides. And if the country wants to come together to speak about facts, which we really need to do, you need to say, look, there is a lot of inner city violence, both, you know, white on white, black on black. The majority of violence is same culture on same culture.
Of course it is. But Donald Trump is not the guy, Ben, to mediate that conversation.
Donald Trump isn't the guy to finish a coherent sentence, put a noun and a verb together.
Listen, Ben, I'm up against it.
The United States, and it's very true that, hey, he is a president. So when he makes a tweet or says one word, it is a sounding board for policy. Even though when he sounds like a total idiot or gets a word wrong, those that support him seem to say, well, whatever, Pelosi or this or that.
No, I get it, Ben. I'm up against it. I'm running out of time here. But you're right. Like, and that's the thing. Every time, like I started the show with, every time Trump tweets or has a microphone in front of his face, what he says matters. And you get that kind of respect when you're the president. You get that kind of audience and national attention when you're the president. And he's earned it. So I give him credit for that. But every time he speaks and he says the wrong thing, every time he speaks and he raises up these issues that this has nothing to do with, all he's doing is, again, he's solidifying this false narrative to these people. And to me, that's unfortunate. It is Sports Radio WEEI. Let's get a couple more in before we get out of here. Let's go to Frank. Frank's in Falmouth. Frank, you're next up here on WEEI.
Hello, am I on the radio?
You are on the radio, Frank.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So I served in the Navy for 10 years, and what I can tell you is I'm a big pro-Trump guy, and all these bleeding heart liberals don't know what it takes to keep a country free. Everybody's given them everything. They've had everything handed to them. They haven't gone overseas. They haven't fought for anything, and that's why they're so light and soft, and they don't understand what it takes to keep a country free, and it pisses me off.
Does Donald Trump know what it takes?
Donald Trump doesn't know anything.
Thank you. I appreciate
I understand that he's a sounding board and people want to say this and that, and he hasn't served overseas and he probably dropped the job. But at the same time, he's very pro-military, which I appreciate. Spending money, pouring money into the boys overseas, which need every dollar they get. Everybody complains about the military budget. But do you know what it's like to be in a Humvee without proper armor?
Listen, Frank, your phone's terrible, and I'm sorry, but thank you for your service. Let's go to JR. JR's in Dartmouth. JR, you're next up here on WEEI.
How you doing? I got a statement and a couple of questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
I got two boys, and I've always taught them to respect the elders, respect the flag and the anthem, because of all the people that died with the flag in different wars and stuff like that.
So let's just go back and forth. I, too, have a daughter who's 11, a son who is turning 8, and we go to, I don't know, 12, 15 Celtics games a year, and we stand, right. We take off our hat, and we do what we need to do to respect it. So I know where you're going with this, but don't think I'm one of these guys that doesn't respect it.
All right, I'll ask you a question. Why did he begin kneeling? What is his issue?
His issue is police brutality, racism, inequality in this country.
Great. So what you do is you don't protest at your job. You protest the police. You protest the government. I don't want my kids. I'm paying $800, paying his salary, to see him disrespect the flag and the anthem.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's been going on forever, and you never noticed. These guys have been doing it a lot longer than Kaepernick. But here's what's happened, okay? Because this got the attention of the national media, and it got the attention of Trump, it's really been highlighted because people are paying attention now, where people weren't paying attention before. And I will say this, you're right about the whole, you know, doing it at your job, and I've heard that argument before. But you have to admit that these guys have a unique platform. Nobody cares about what they're doing, let's say, at their job at practice the other 5 days a week. But that one day a week where it's game day and there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people watching, that's their opportunity to get their message out to millions of people with simple silent protest.
But they're not getting the message out. What they're doing is infuriating people because it's stupid, because they're not doing the right thing, like going on 2020, a bunch of them, and protesting the way they should
but
be.
The president is infuriating people because the president is spreading a false narrative, telling people that these guys are disrespecting the flag, the military, and the anthem, and that is not what they were doing. So that's my problem with this whole argument. You're right. People are getting infuriated about this discussion and about this issue. But they don't need to be. Unfortunately, the right and the president is pushing a false narrative, and they're not going to stop. We've got midterm elections coming up. Believe me, you're going to hear a lot about this. And before you know it, we've got the next presidential election coming up. And you're going to hear about it then because it's been a political issue. And it's an issue that now can earn additional votes. And it's going to be used to help try to unify one side of the aisle while abandoning the other side of the aisle. And that's the way politics works in this country. The country's split. And it's a sin and it's a shame. Anyways, and I'm the guy that talks sports here, Lucy. Did you know that? I'm the guy that screamed at Minahan one day and said, "We're supposed to talk sports here."
And look what you did tonight.
This is not my thing. Kind of uncomfortable doing it. But
I
had fun. It is Sports Radio WEI. You guys want to stay tuned. We've got NCAA Division I football. It's coming up next. It's Virginia Tech taking on Florida State. Stay tuned for football. That comes up next right here, Sports Radio WEI.
Is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.